Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. Oh yeah. My gospel soul. What does your soul
bringing the news to your ears?
This is the place for
Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The gospel hour of power. I bring power.
Bringing the news to your ears.
On your Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Janice Jackson on My Gospel Soul. If you are on my show page or you're on the phone line and you would like to listen to the show live, all you do is click on where it says play or chat. Well, play and chat. And then that's how you get access to the show. We're on live right now, and I'm hoping that everybody is can hear me. We had some technical difficulties with the show on yesterday, so I'm hoping that we are being heard by our listeners. So our chat room is open, and if you don't. Can you hear me? I'm hoping that everyone can hear me. I'm going to start some music. The song that I'm going to play is called Angel by Prodigal Son, right here on My Gospel Soul.
And when I first heard this beat, I was like, whoo! But more importantly, God spoke to me and told me that it was a
certified hit.
And instantly my heart heard it, my mind heard it, my spirit felt it. And I did my best to add words to it. It went something like this. Bear with me. This song got one theme. I got an angel that got two wings. Whenever I'm in danger, it's there for me. Tell my baby don't cry, I'll be there before she sleeps. If I die, I'll be there in her dreams. I'ma try to fly to the sky. I promised my mama that I would win and not try, not lose. I would try to do all I can before I die. I can do anything with God when I'm inspired. Except retired. I'm alright though, cause I got an angel that's keeping me safe. All I need is two wings to veil my feet, two wings to veil my face, and I'm saying two wings to fly away. Oh, that's all I can say. When I make it through another day, I call on God, I kneel down and pray. I'm looking for you, Lord, I'ma seek your face, and I will not turn away. I know you sent me watch over me and my family. Really, y'all, when I first heard this beat, God spoke to me for real and told me it was
close to my heart, mind, and spirit. And me being a human that I was, I questioned God. I said, well, God, if it's that, then give me the words to make it that. You know what he said? Go ahead and do the song. I'm like, who, me? But how could I go wrong with G-O-D? How could I walk the wrong street with him in the lead? How could I die in my sleep with angels at my feet? See, I'ma talk to him, open up my mouth to him. God gave me my son, so now I give my son to him. See, I ain't worried about my son, the sun shine through him. I spit a rhyme, my heart crying, but I ain't lying to him. If this my crime, I'm the minister, like, how you doing? I know critics listening in, like, how he doing? I tell him, God, man, he got control. Like the Nile scientists can't figure my flow. See, this ain't just for the Christians, this is for the globe. Cause everybody got an angel watching on your soul. Have you ever been whole? You ever been broke? Your body ever been sore? Your mind ever been slow? Confused that you didn't know which way to go? I'm telling y'all because I've been there before, but I know that God was there and I had me in angel to watch over me and my family. You know what else? I know. What else? What else? I know that this was
certified.
God told me. Like the song say, God said it and I believe it. But it's the third verse. I'm finna get serious with y'all. You know it's time to get spiritual. Cause I'ma get it, you demons. You wanna leave me critical, Lucifer. You can't tempt me, let God say use me, sir. So when you test me, I'll be ready for your schooling, bruh. Guess it's a lesson God knew I needed to the fuck. When he come, I'll be ready for his ruling. If you feel what I'm saying, then put your hands up. Since we all here, there's a plan before the end come. Prepare your feeling, doing harvest, it will heal some. It's God I feel when my body chilling, goosebumps. Wrapped like pills with my eyes next to two onions. Flowing nonstop, please tell them what you want from them. If you ask, you will receive, but you ain't saying nothing. Drop the beat so they can hear what I'm saying to them. I said drop the beat so they can hear what I'm saying to them. It's you. You he chose, so you can arise like he arose. If you happen to slip, fall or stumble, he'll be there to get you out of trouble. God will walk with you on that road, and when you need help, he will send you an angel to watch over you and your family. Now I know by now, all of us should know that this is a
certified hit.
Brought to you by Prodigal Son, sponsored by G-O-D, Jehovah God, our Father, the Father of Jesus Christ, and who died for our sins.
All right. You're listening to Janice Jackson on My Gospel Soul. Praise God. And today we're going to be talking about the names of Jesus, and we are in part three. Praise God. We're going to start off talking about how he is the captain of salvation. I'll just go ahead and name them all, praise God, and then we'll go back and we'll start them one by one. We're going to be coming from, for the captain of salvation, we're going to be coming from Hebrews 2 and 10. For the chief shepherd, praise God, we're going to be coming from 1 Peter 5 and 4. For Christ of God, we're going to be coming from Luke 9 and 20. From the consolation of Israel, that's in Luke 2 and 25. He's the cornerstone, that's in Psalms 118 and 22. We're going to talk, he's the counselor, praise God, that's in the Isaiah 9 and 6. And he's the creator, and that is in John 1 and 3. So now we're going to go through these one at a time, praise God. And I hope that you enjoy the show today. All of our shows about the names of Jesus have been truly a blessing, not just to the listener's soul, but to mine as well. And we definitely want you to enjoy. And so let's start with the captain of salvation. And I think it's awesome that when we go in prayer. Praise God. How about now? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We want everyone, praise God, to know that when you go in prayer, praise God, it's different names, praise God, that have touched the heart of God, praise God. It's different names, praise God, that people call Jesus in the Bible, not only Jesus, but God. You know, we call him Father, we call him Great I Am, we call him the Alpha and Omega, because we started from the beginning, and some of the names that we started with, and I'll just do a brief recap on him, praise God. We started off with he is Adam, praise God. We talked about how the first man, Adam, was a living soul, praise God. The last man, Adam, was a quickening spirit, and that's found in 1 Corinthians 15:45. Then we talked about how he's our advocate, praise God. Praise God. And we look forward to when we get in positions that the devil put us in, praise God. And then you have people talking against us and scandalizing our name, and then we get in trouble and we need someone to stand for us. God says that he will stand, praise God. He said that his son died on the cross, and if you go to 1 Chronicles 7:14, it talks about it, praise God. It talks about how it says, if we do what we are supposed to do, how Jesus, praise God, then he will hear from heaven, praise God. It says in the Word of God that no man shall come unto the Father but by Jesus Christ, praise God. So that makes him our advocate, praise God. And if you ask me, I think I'd want him to be my lawyer, praise God. I think I want him to be my mouthpiece when it comes to, praise God, the Word of God. We called him the Alpha and Omega on our first series. We called him the beginning and the end, amen. He was the amen. That means that he's the bottom line, praise God. He is that he is, praise God. I am that I am, praise God. But God, I'm telling you, to serve God and know that you're serving the creator of all things, praise God. I'm telling you, it helps you, amen, understand that man is not the one that you have to God is. Man is not the one that you have to that you're gonna have to stand in front of, amen, or stand at the gate and see if he's gonna say depart or see if he's gonna say welcome or well done, praise God. Man is not the one. But so oftentimes we begin to take on that I want someone to accept me. I need this person to accept me. I gotta have acceptance. And that's not it, praise God. That's people pleasing, praise God. And in people pleasing, that means that you done forgot about pleasing God. Praise God. No, you heard people say that man has no heaven or hell to put you in, and that is the bottom line, praise God. So if you are in a position where you are you make rules only on if people will go with you on them, then you need to check your, praise God, who you're serving, amen. We also have a name, amen, and we call him the Word of God. It's called the apostle of our profession, praise God. He is the builder of our profession. He's the one that ordained us. He's the one that called us, praise God. He's the one, oh, glory be to God, that gave us, amen, the gift that we have. It's every good and perfect gift comes from God, amen. He's the author and finisher of our faith, praise God. And a lot of us need to know what that is. That's in Hebrews 12:2, praise God. The author and finisher of our faith. I want to give a mad shout out, amen, to Gospel Girls. They checked into the chat room, amen. And we're going to check out their show, amen, at 2:30. I guess that's not Central Time, I guess that's Eastern. But we'll figure it out. We'll check her out, amen. God is also the author of eternal salvation, praise God. Glory be to God. And we have to know, amen. I know that God says, do unto obey those that have a rule over you, praise God. But it also says in the Word of God that we have to do it as though we're doing a service unto God, praise God. Hallelujah, because our service is unto God. I don't care what a church you attend or what group that you are with, praise God. You have to know that your service is not to that pastor. It's to God, amen. And God stands, amen. God stands, amen, to let you know, amen, that he is a rewarder, praise God. Pastor may can do something for you, amen, can help you out. But God, he is the rewarder of eternal life, praise God. See, you want that eternal gift. You don't want that temporary gift. Praise God. Man can give you things, but man will take it back. But God gives you things no man can take. He opened doors no man can close, praise God. And I believe that I want what God has for me, not man, praise God. Man can promise you the world, praise God. We hear Luther say, if this world were mine, oh, praise God. But it's not, it belongs to God, amen. And Luther is gone today, y'all. Praise God. And I know we sing those songs to each other, but on the real deal, amen, we belong to God, amen. We want to keep our minds stayed on him, amen. And if we do that, God is sure, amen, to show us our reward, amen. So we want you, that was our first part. Now going to into part two. And part two states that he is the beginning of the creation of God. Now that's deep right there. He is the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. And that is in Revelation 3:14. And we read through that thoroughly. And if you go into the archives, amen, archive shows, then you can get a recap of that. Praise God. It was this past Wednesday, praise God, so check that out. He's the beloved son, that's Matthew 12:18. He's blessed and only. He's blessed and only, praise God. Excuse me, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's in 1 Timothy 6:15. He is the bread. Now, that one right there just really ministers to my spirit, praise God. See, I enjoy the word. I enjoy finding out who I serve. Because when I find out who I serve, then I don't have to fret myself because of evildoers. I don't have to get caught up or stuck, praise God, thinking about what man can do to me or what the enemy or what people think that they can do to me. Because if I understand it, that he is the branch, amen, then I look, and I said it before, I look at how a tree is made and how that branch is outstretched, praise God. And I can imagine the arm of God being stretched out. So when in the time of trouble, oh, glory be to God, I can just reach up and I can grab that branch, and he'll lift me up, praise God. He'll rescue me, a very present help in the time of trouble. But not only then, amen, when you're going through things in your life, praise God, and you're feeling down in your spirit, and somebody has said something to you and you're feeling low, praise God, you can say, Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. And I'm telling you, when you begin to get your praise on, oh, glory to God, things will begin to happen and things will begin to change in your life, praise God. All you got to do is just cling, hallelujah, to God's unchanging hand, and he'll begin to move on your behalf, praise God. And the last but not least of part two was, he is the bread of life, praise God. And that was in John 6:32, praise God. The bread of life, praise God. God is truly the bread of life, amen. He is, amen. If you want to be, if you want to live and not die, then you break bread, hallelujah. Eat the word, praise God. Find out about who God is. And that, I mean, that's really the bottom line on my gospel soul. You hear me talk about it a lot. Find out who you serve. Get in a relationship with him. When you get in a relationship with a man or a woman, praise God, you find out who they are. You want to meet his mama. You want to know, you want a background check. You want to know if he, you want him to get tested, serving. You got all of these different things you want to know about him, praise God. So why get in a relationship with God or give your life to God and then you don't know about him? I believe I will know about him, praise God. And the way that you, the word of God also says, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Oh, glory be to God. If you just taste of it, praise God. If you open your word, hallelujah, and begin to read, glory to God, about his miracles, read about his blessings, read about how he can save your life and set your feet on a solid foundation. If you begin to read and find out about who you serve, praise God, I promise you, half the things that you go through in your life, praise God, you go through them, hallelujah, feeling like you're on the wings of eagles, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I'm excited about the Lord, and we are in part three, but before we continue on in part three, I would like, praise God, to, I would like to, go into our weather. I know I get a little crunk, amen, but when it comes to the word of God, It excites my spirit, praise God. In our weather here in Houston, praise God. I was just, it's 88 degrees, praise God. And our weather comes complement the weather club. I'll let you know also if you have any alerts, praise God. Right now we have none, praise God. It's going to be partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday, partly cloudy, highs below 90, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour in the morning, becoming south in the afternoon. Friday night, praise God. Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s, south winds around 5 miles per hour. So in Friday, when we'll get to the Eastern Court. Oh, glory be to God. I just feel encouraged in my spirit. I thank everybody for accompanying me on this subject today. And feel free to call in if you got anything you want to say on this subject. Maybe. Praise God. Maybe there's a name that you call in. Maybe there's a name that you use when you pray to it. Amen. Feel free to call in and tell me. What you call them, share with the people what you call Jesus, amen? And the call-in number is 347-826-9424. So this is My Gospel Soul with your host, with the most, Denise Preston. And this next song says, Good Mind by Jesus.
Between your red eyes. bug. So devil's when your henchman are out of luck. I'm kin to Christ, so I'm always on attack mode. Put on your whole armor of God and stand bold. We taking back everything that the devil stole. I won't share what his mama took, plus more. I'm covered in the blood, waiting on a hornet sound. Attacking every demon and sending them back down. And while I'm on the earth, I'm covering all my battleground. Covering the devil and telling him to lay down. Lay face down, now you better not make a sound. Give me the keys back, we taking back H-Town. United we stand, so the battle's already won. And Christ is in our bloodline, so it's already done.
United we stand, the devil knows it's war time. The time of the Christ to win the battle every time. If we free those souls are standing on the front line, then we can't lose, the Christ is in our bloodline. United we stand, the devil knows it's war time.
Okay, we can't lose. Christ is in our bloodline. Praise God. I thank God, amen, for what he's doing, amen. Now we're going to start on, we're going to start with Captain of Salvation, praise God. Captain of Salvation, praise God. Amen. Captain of Salvation, that's in Hebrews 2 and 10. Praise God. So if you go, it says, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Praise God. I'll read that again. Hebrews 2 and 10. For it became him for whom all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Amen. Praise God. So that's the scripture that supports, amen, captain of salvation. We're going to 1 Peter, praise God. 1 Peter 5 and 4, we're going to look up, we're looking up chief shepherd, praise God. Chief, he's the chief. Oh, glory to God, the chief shepherd. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, I mean, when I listen, amen. Because, I mean, think about it. When you're going to pray, amen, and, you just want to get personal with that thing. You want God to feel you, hallelujah. You know, you ever talk to somebody and you really into something, you say, you feel me, praise God. This is what I'm talking about, amen. We're talking about the names, amen, the names, amen, that we can call him, amen, that we can call him and he'll answer, amen. But see, the sincerity, amen, has to be there as well. Because a lot of times you go into repentance, a lot of people think you just say, Lord, forgive me, and that's it. No, but repentance has to be true. Repentance has to be deep, amen, in your spirit, amen. It has to be sincere, amen. Praise God. And we are going to 1 Peter 5 and 4. Amen. And it says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Amen. Only the chief shepherd, hallelujah, all glory to God, can give you this crown of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Spiritual crown, amen, hallelujah. For enduring, all glory be to God. Hallelujah, you go through things in your life, and sometimes they'll say, look at you, look at you. You going through it, and you say you serve God, and where is your God, and where is this, and where is that? See, the devil trying to keep you from a place that he can never go again, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But hey, look, if you endure, the word of God says the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but it's given to the one that endures to the end, praise God. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, if you could just hold on, if you could just hold on just a little while longer, glory be to God. Keep your faith and keep your eyes on God. Don't sink, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Even though God will be right there to lift you up, he'll be that branch. Hallelujah. He'll be that branch, glory to God. If you just hold on, though, glory be to God. Don't fall unless you have to. Or don't fall unless it was a by accident for real, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. But get back up, glory to God. Grab a hold of that branch, glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we go further, praise God, I feel like encouraging your spirit, praise God. Check this out. This is Janice Jackson right here on My Gospel Soul.
Hello, this is Janice Jackson, just coming to you to give you words of encouragement, to let you know that it does not matter what the world is going through. What matters is who you cling to. And if you got your trust in God and you are encouraged, let me see you wave your hand or let me hear you call in. See, we got to understand that God is the reason for every season, praise God. And if you hold on to his unchanging hand, he'll keep on blessing you. He'll keep on increasing you. He'll keep on, hallelujah, showing up and making a way out of no way. You got to trust him, you got to believe it, and you got to keep the faith, praise God. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
I've got a reason. I've got a reason to rejoice. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, it's your host with the most, Janice Jackson, praise God. We want you to be encouraged, amen, in your spirit, amen. If you don't want to call in, amen, you can always, amen, contact me, amen, with the following information.
Hey, y'all, it's your host with the most, Janice Jackson. Want to get in touch with me? You can find me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ Janice Jackson. Be my friend. Twitter.com/ Boomeister. That's BOOMICESTER. Follow me. I don't mind. MySpace.com/ Heal the Land Crusade. Be my friend. Send me an invite. You can be my friend because I would love to be yours. You can even email me at PastorJ.Jackson@live.com. Email me your comment or your question and let us know what you think about what we discuss on My Gospel Soul. Every day at 4 p.m. Central Time. You don't want to miss it. Oh, yeah. And by the way, stay true to your gospel soul.
All right, welcome back. We're talking about the name of Jesus. Our next name, amen, that we're going to be talking about is in Luke chapter 9, verse 20. Praise God. And that name is, praise God, Christ of God. That's Luke 9 and 20. Verse 20. And it says, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Peter answering, said, the Christ of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Christ of God. I think it's an awesome thing, amen. When see God, he told Peter, he said, go ahead and reveal it. Hallelujah. You have to understand something, amen. It's very important, amen, that you know who you serve, amen. Because I can imagine God asking us this question every time we have a complaint, or every time we are crying our way through something, or every time we are doubting, or every time a circumstance hits us, amen, and we begin to fret ourselves, amen. I could imagine God just dropping in our spirit every time. Who do you say I am? Who do you think you serve? Amen. Glory be to God. Our next name is Consolation of Israel, praise God. And that is in Luke 2, amen. The Consolation of Israel, amen. The only reason I'm doing it this way is because people say, well, she just made that up. No, I didn't make none of this up. This is from God, amen. Luke 2:25. And it says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'll read that again. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting, hallelujah, waiting, oh, glory be to God, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him, glory to God. See, I like that point, you know, I like that point of saying the Holy Ghost was upon him, glory to God. See, we can do it without the Holy Ghost. See, we can do it without the Holy Spirit. But I'm here to tell you today, people of God, you have to, look, the Holy Ghost is a keeper, glory to God. That's why he was able to wait. Hallelujah. You hear him sing a song saying, waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. Glory be to God. And when you got, when you have the Holy Spirit, amen, it consoles you. It helps you wait, glory to God. It helps you to stand, glory to God. A man of God, amen, told me the other day, he said, when you've done all, oh, glory to God. When you done stood, amen, and you done stood, he said, stand there for, oh, glory be to God. Strictly the word of God, hallelujah. I like that, amen. And it says right here, Simeon was waiting. He was waiting. He's a just and devout man waiting, amen, for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was on him, glory to God. The next one, amen, is a blessing to my soul. He's the cornerstone. And that is in Psalms 118:22. That's in Psalms 118:22. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 118:22. Praise God. I want everybody to feel free, amen, to go to my email address and leave your comments, amen, on the show. I would love to hear from you, amen, for the 10th email I get, amen. Always on the 10th email, we send a free Gospel Soul t-shirt, amen. Amen. We love y'all here on My Gospel Soul. We love you for all the love that you show us. Our listening numbers are going up, and I'm telling you, God is really doing an awesome thing for My Gospel. So, but 118:22, and it says, the stone which the builders refused is become the head, oh glory to God, of the corner. Hallelujah. Now let me read that again. Glory to God. We got to understand something, amen. We got to understand something. We go through a lot of things in our lives, praise God. But you got to understand, even though people are telling you you're not going to be nothing, you ain't going to amount to nothing, oh, you don't qualify, glory be to God. You'll be the main one that God used to do a great move of God to heal, amen, to sweep this land, amen, with a revolution, amen. You'll be the main one he used, praise God. So don't, my uncle preached a sermon, he said, down but not out, praise God. My uncle Charles Webster, well, he's a pastor now, amen. Pastor Charles Wilson, he said, down but not out, amen. And praise God, me and my mom was talking about greater, hallelujah, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So man, hey man, it just say right here, it says the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Oh, glory be to God, the headstone of the corner, praise God. So you got to give God the praise for the things you've been through in your life. You say, I don't qualify, glory be to God. By whose standard, praise God? Ah, glory to God. You may say, I don't qualify, but God said he ordained me. He called me. He chose me, praise God. He chose me to do a work for him. He chose me, oh, glory be to God, to do what some men want to do, praise God, because they're too dignified, because they're too sanctified, because they got their nose stuck up in there, praise God. But I told the Lord that I serve. Oh, glory be to God. Old school say, I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And that's real, amen. And you'll look around, amen, and the main person, amen. Because sometimes we look at the one that's flamboyant, the one that's flashy, the one that looks like they are just so successful, amen. And it don't possess that. And it ends up being the one that y'all never thought to come out on top, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. This is Janice Jackson. And we're talking about the names of Jesus, praise God. The name of Jesus, amen. I want you to be encouraged in your spirit, amen. Praise God. And I want you to hear this next song, says, Dying to Live. And it's by my friend, L.A. Will, out of Louisiana, praise God. I want to send a man shout out to him. If you know him, tell him you heard his song right here on My Gospel Soul. Christ, and we're not talking about that earthly gift, that earthly mind, amen, when we get before the before God, and he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. When you can stand with a surety, amen, when you can stand with your head held high, just waiting, amen, for the gift, amen, that God has for you. A lot of us, we look for the earthly reward. We want everything down here. We want the nice house. We want the nice car. We want the this. We want the that. But let me tell you something. It's nothing like, amen, standing in that line. I mean, I sometimes praise God, and God's statement and song, amen. I used to have a problem, amen, with going to funerals and seeing that person lying there, amen. I always wanted to remember them singing and smiling and laughing, amen. That's what I wanted to see, amen. So when I would go to one, amen, I wouldn't look over in the casket. I couldn't deal with that, amen. Praise God. And I remember, amen, I remember when I had to plan one, and I had to do the arrangements, and I had to be there, amen. I had to this and I had to that. I remember that it was for my husband. I remember when we were sitting in the studio, amen, and God gave me the song when the gates swing open, amen. And I remember him just—he was just so in love with that song, amen. And I started to just think. I said, it has to be, amen. It has to be an awesome feeling to know that you made it, amen. When you get up there, amen, you're in there and you're standing there, amen, and seeing a lot of things you do down here on this earth, amen, a lot of things that you get caught up in, amen, you begin to get lost in it, amen. And you forget, amen, you're working toward the goal, amen. The song that Mary Mary and a lot of other artists have sung, I can't give up now. I've come too far, amen, from where I started from. Glory be to God. The road might not be easy, praise God, but I got a gift. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I got the Lord is waiting on me. I got some things, amen. I got a promise, hallelujah, that God has made me, praise God. And I'm pushing towards the mark, glory be to God. And so I'm sorry, y'all, but that's what I keep in my head, amen. And sometimes I just get so out of place, amen, in my spirit when I think or even have the notion that I'm out of place with God. It does something to me because he loved me enough, amen, to pull me out of my mess, amen. He loved me enough, amen, where man said no, he said yes, amen. Where man said you'll never be, he said you are a royal priesthood. I mean, it does something to me, glory be to God. I love God, amen. And like the last name we just said, he was the cornerstone. He was the stone that the builders refused, amen, praise God. I want y'all to just, if you just meditate on that scripture right there, a lot of you out there, amen, get that revelation, amen. The next one we're going to be talking about is a counselor. He's a counselor, amen, and that's Isaiah 9 and 6, amen. And it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Oh, glory be to God. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Glory be to God. See right there. Hallelujah. It gave you some names right there that you can call him. Hallelujah. When you're going through, amen, hallelujah, or when you just want to edify, when you just want to just get your praise on, and you need to build your spirit up to get to that place, praise God, I dare you to just call his name, praise God. Call him Wonderful, hallelujah. Call him your counselor, glory be to God, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, glory be to God. Sometimes you just want a little peace in your life, glory to God. People may be talking to you funny, looking at you funny, you know, treating you funny, praise God. But when you get in your house, glory be to God, behind them doors, amen, begin to turn on your praise music, praise God, and you begin to say, Lord, I love you. You are my Prince of Peace, glory to God. You're my everlasting Father, you're the Mighty God. You're the great I Am, hallelujah. Glory be to God, you're the bread of life. Blessed, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, beloved son. But I like that you are the cornerstone, the chief shepherd, glory to God, the captain of salvation. Glory be to God. That means the buck stops with you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I I need you to go to your Father on my behalf, glory to God. Pardon my every sin. Pardon my every thought that's not like you, praise God. Lord, clean me up, hallelujah. Clean me up, turn me around, praise God. Help me, glory to God, keep me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is a good God, amen. God is a good God, amen. Hallelujah. Bring me back to old school. Y'all know how I like to do it, amen. I love old school, amen. That he, I'm that one, amen, with that tambourine, glory to God. they talk about people how they like to, we call this, in the Church of God in Christ, amen, we walked on wood floors, amen, with no carpet, hallelujah. We had to, it wasn't a real stained glass, amen, it was the stick on the window that made it look like stained glass, praise God. But we weren't worried about, we were not worried about, amen, the stained glass window, because it was so, people were so pressed, amen, to get in that little bitty wood church house, amen, till we had to open the windows, amen, and people stared in through the windows, praise God, watching them, oh, glory be to God, just trying to get close to the fire, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, and we just, I mean, it'll start off with a little beat, amen, and the drums will get started, the guitar player will get in there, amen, and get that amp start fired up, amen. My Aunt Lou will start stomping that foot. She still do it today, y'all. Hallelujah. She'll start stomping that foot and get on that tambourine, and I used to always look at it and say, ooh, Aunt Lou, I want to play that tambourine like it, praise God. And she began to play that tambourine. Oh, glory be to God. It looked like she was leading the drums. Hallelujah. And she began, get your mind on Jesus. We going to have a time. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, amen. The time, amen, that when the saints of God didn't mind running down the aisles, amen. They didn't mind. And people laugh at me when I say singing you under the benches, praise God. Or when I say if God want to roll you under the benches, you need to let him, amen. But that's the way it was back then, amen. The power of God was dropping a place, amen. May not even get to the sermon, amen. I mean, you're talking about people crying out to God, amen. Deliverance taking place, amen. Nobody even had to lay a hand, hallelujah. Praise God. But you would see people falling out, oh, glory to God, drunk in the spirit, praise God. You'll see them one break out in the corner. It was contagious. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just talking about praise right here on my gospel soul. I just want you crunk in your spirit, amen, when it comes to serving God. I want you to feel, amen, that God, amen, God has no respect to person, amen. If he can move for my Aunt Lou, if he can move for my Uncle AJ, see, my Uncle AJ used to have a saying, amen. He'd get on the microphone, he'd pray for a good 30 minutes, amen, but through his prayer, amen, I hear him, amen. He break out in a little shout, amen. And he take out down the aisle. He come back, he get on the mic again. And he begin to talk about the goodness of God again. He be talking about, amen, how the doctor gave him a bad report, amen, but when he came back. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just a little reminiscing, glory to God. Just reminiscing, amen, and looking back, because you got to look, amen. You got to look at the former, amen. See, because he said greater works, amen. And today, amen, we should be, I mean, the power of God in our lives, amen, and our praise, amen, should be outrageous, amen. It should be to a level, amen, to where there's no mistake in who we serve. There's no mistake in the power of God. We should be in a place in our lives, amen, because people say, well, Pastor Jackson, I don't understand how you could just keep going, how you could get up and you could do praise and worship, you could preach to where you're going, because it ain't me, praise God. See, I come to the realization, amen, that if God, amen, tell me, if God say it's going to happen, glory be to God, if he say it is, then it is, amen. If he say it's going to happen, then it's going to happen, amen. I can't dispute that. I just got to make sure that I'm on the right path. I got to make sure that I'm on the straight and the narrow. I got to make sure that I'm in line, amen. But when the anointing falls, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God that I can receive it. Amen. That I can receive it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the world, I'm nothing, praise God. In the world, I'm just another faith passing, praise God. But in God, amen, I'm a warrior. In God, amen, I'm a woman that carries the word. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. I can go on and on and on, but I'm not going to do that. Amen. We got another show for you tomorrow. Amen. It's going to be we're going to be talking about devotion. Amen. We're going to be talking about friendship tomorrow. I don't want y'all to miss the show. Amen. If you're listening to My Gospel Soul, I have my chat window open. Amen. And I want to, again, give a mad shout-out, amen, to my friend Gossip Girls, amen. And their show is on right now, amen. And I think I'm going to stop in on them for a little while, amen, and let them, and show them some love, amen. But we want y'all to in tomorrow, amen. Don't forget, amen, to have your Bibles ready, amen. I want to go into the Word. I want to talk about friendship. I want to talk about being a friend, amen. So tune in tomorrow. I love you, amen. I love you, and God bless you, amen. And you have just, amen, listened to My Gospel Soul. And remember, stay true to your gospel soul.
Thank you for tuning in to My Gospel Soul with your host with the most, Janice Jackson. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, 4 p.m. Central. Remember, our show airs 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Tell a friend. You can even email me any topic that you would like to talk about. Remember, this show is about opinion. All you have to do is email me at pastorj.jackson@live.com. Special thanks to my producers at Cook Boy Productions. Photography by Nitsu Photography. For more information, go to www.webstart.com/mygospelsoul.
Hey there. If you're anything like me, you've struggled to get in shape and lose weight. Here's a tip that'll change your life fast. It's called BODi, a fitness and nutrition program that helps me own the morning and focus on my healthy habits first thing. Here's how easy it is. Every day I wake up, drink a BODi nutrition shake, and then I do a workout on the BODi app right in my living room. The trainers are amazing, and all I have to do is follow along. Before most people even get out of bed, I'm already done and ready to crush my day, and the results have been incredible. If you're ready to own your morning, BODi has a special deal for you. Be one of the next 500 people who go to BODi.com, and you'll get 65% off a full year's access to over 120 top-rated programs, from cardio to strength and even yoga. I know you'll love BODi as much as I do, but if you don't look and feel better, they'll give you your money back. So don't wait, because the sooner you get started, the faster you'll start seeing results too. Just go to BODi.com. That's BODi.com to own your morning and your health.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.